This isn't going to make the Great Lakes into Hurricane Alley, at least not yet. UW-Madison Oceanic Sciences Professor Encore Desai says data from lake buoys recorded since 1985 shows a warming Great Lakes, which in turn stirs up the air above the water, making it windier. He says this could impact sailboats and lake effect snowfall.
As it gets windier, you may want to start worrying about things like recreation and on airborne pollution and how it's transported in lake-rich regions.
Lake Michigan in particular gets air pollution from the Chicago region funneled over the lake as far north as Door County. Fellow UW-Madison researcher Galen McKinley says these changes come from around the globe.
What's really exciting with this work right now is we talk about climate warming, we talk about climate change, but the local impacts have not always been easy to get out of the data because it's noisy, because there is a lot of natural variability. But we're now being able to use the data sets that we have, and they're long enough time frame.
Both say it's too early to know the exact impact of a windier Great Lakes, but it could also mean a slight increase on lakeshore wind and less winter ice, thus more evaporation and lower lake levels. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.